Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining and tuning in to Finding Sunday. And this is all about your spiritual journey to Sunday, the spiritual feeling that you have that comes from within, where you find in this space the God within. Now, this is the second Sunday of 2021. And this Sunday, we're talking about acting in your purpose, finding your purpose. It's all about focusing and activating your purpose. If you don't know what that is, the only way you can find that is from the one who created you. And he is all that is. He is the reason for being. Now, if you can look back and backtrack your first week in 2021, just ask yourself a few questions. What did you do? What was your routine? How did you serve God? How did you thank God? How did you take care of your body, mind, and spirit? Because what you do throughout the week is what focus helps you focus and activate your purpose. You may have gotten hurt. You may have lost everything. You may have come upon something new, a new challenge in your life, health-wise. Anything can happen. But what you do to activate the God within you is will determine how you push through it, how you get through. And sometimes it's just simply getting up out of bed and taking a bath, taking care of yourself. And a lot of times, and most of the time, we don't do anything for ourselves. We do it for other people. Our purpose. That's the whole goal for everyone, to become a servant leader. Because if you are familiar, ministry is not for the ones who are just ordained. It's the ones who believe. Everyone who believes, not just one or two. So activate your purpose. What do you do on Monday? What do you do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? We hope we know what you're doing on Sunday. Hopefully you're listening to Finding Sunday. And not only that, if you do have a pastor, and if they are online, following them online, but what you feed your soul with is how you determine where your next focus will be. You have to fill yourself up. And if you have no one else around, trust me, there are things online, whether it's motivational videos, Audible books, books you can order and read that will help you get to the place where you need to be. But you have to activate your purpose, just like you have to activate ingredients in food and certain chemicals. You have to activate the purpose within you. So what does your schedule look like? How do you take care of you? And how will taking care of you help you serve other people? Because regardless of what's going on with you right now, I don't care what it is, it ain't about you. We focused on three Bible scriptures today, which is Psalms 52, Psalms 132 and 8, and Proverbs 19 and 21. Psalms 57 and 2 says, I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. If you can't do it yourself, just and you don't know where you can get the help, it's all around you. You are never alone. Just say help. And he's there. But you got to believe it. You got to feed that spirit. You got to feed it. Psalms 138 and 8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hand. As I said, how are you activating? How are you stirring up that gift? There's a song that says, stir up the gift. I'm asking you today to stir up your gift. Activate your purpose. It can be simply a call. It can be a song. It can be talent that you just are laying on. But it's all within you because he gave it to you from the time you were born. It's in you. Now it's time to use it. And it's not for yourself, for everyone around you, those who need it, and ask the Lord to help you. Because anytime you're not of service, you're coming from a place of selfishness. It's all about you. And sometimes you have to have that in order to give. You give to you and you give to others. But it all has to be in lieu of giving and pushing through. Your cup needs to be full. What do you need to do to activate your purpose? Now, Proverbs 19 and 21 says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. So you can try all day long to do what you want to do. It's just going to come back to what the Lord wants you to do, because that's the only one that's going to stand. That's the only way you're going to make a mark in this world, through servitude, using the work of your hands and the Spirit of the Lord. That's where we are right now. If you hadn't learned anything throughout this pandemic, throughout the things we've seen on television, the racist riots and things of that nature, it's still about you recognizing you and how you serve. You have to stand up within you, within yourself. Your spirit is bigger than your body. And nothing is bigger than God. So what are you going to do? Tell me, what are you going to do about your purpose? How are you going to activate your purpose? Let us know. Call in 563-999-3596, 563-999-3596, or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. This is about your faith. It's about your purpose. And in order to find it, you have to find him. And in that, you will find your Sunday. Until next time. This episode is dedicated to Bishop Blake and Lady Mae Blake on their 52nd anniversary at the West Angeles Church of God in Christ. My pastor, thank you.